One of the big problems water managers have been trying to solve is how to store excess water from Lake Okeechobee during the wet season. Last year, water was released into the Caloosahatchee and St. Lucie rivers, degrading water quality down the two estuaries. Ernie Burnett used to be the interim director of the South Florida Water Management District and now works at an environmental consulting firm. He says the state should spend more money on public-private water storage projects.
You know, it's just kind of an innovative way to store more water more quickly, and it's not the only solution to the problem, but I believe it's an integral tool that the water managers need to have.
Barnett says these projects are partnerships between the state and local landowners who live around Lake Okeechobee. The projects allow the state to store water on private lands. Barnett says it's faster and more versatile than relying strictly on reservoir projects like the planned C-43 reservoir, which he said could ultimately take 15 years to develop and could end up costing about $500 million. A spokesman for the South Florida Water Management District says his agency is hopeful the state legislature will fund extra projects like this during the session. Ashley Lopez, WGCU News.